the third pillar of Islam, zakah. Every rich person who has a saving of more than 85 grams of gold, more than the nisab level, should give 2.5% of his saving every lunar in charity. If every rich human being in this world gives zakah, charity will be eradicated from this world. When we give zakah, it's an obligatory fard charity. Most of the time, it's 2.5%. You have to give. And Allah says in the Quran, who is the one who can give a beautiful loan to Allah and He will multiply it to you? Does Allah require a loan? Allah, does He require a loan? What does He mean by this verse? That means if you see a poor man, you give charity. If you see someone who wants some money, you give it to him as loan, as though you're giving it, not Allah doesn't require. You're giving because Allah commands you. When Allah says, who is there to give a loan to Allah? Allah doesn't require. To Him belongs everything. It means Allah is checking, do you follow His commandment or not? Do you help the poor people or not? Do you see to it that you fulfill the needs of the poor people or not? When you give food to a needy, you're feeding Allah. Allah doesn't require to be fed. Allah says in Surah An'am chapter 6, verse 104, He feedeth everyone but does not require to be fed. Surah An'am chapter 6, verse number 14. So here, when you're giving zakat, it's the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I say, zakat is fard. Additional charity is mustahab. It is mustahab. So minimum, if you give 2.5%, it is your minimum Muslim. But if you give more, you're a better Muslim. And I tell the people that zakat is fard, but try and give more charity. Okay, give 10% of your income. Or give 20% of your income. And the more percentage you give to Allah, the balance with you will be more in quantity than the earlier. And I told my son that when you do business, minimum you should give is 51%. Why? Make Allah your partner in business. In business. And you cannot make Allah a small partner, 10%, 20%. If Allah is a partner, He has to be a major shareholder. So minimum 51%. He knows how much I give, but mine is a different case. It's a different level. He's just starting business. So minimum, you have to give 51% of your profit every year to Allah in charity. Minimum. Because if you make Allah the partner in business, you cannot make Him a small partner. He should be the major shareholder. Then you keep on increasing. 60%, 70%. The more you increase, the balance that will be with you will be bigger. I remember that in Bombay, where I lived more than 7 years back, I used to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, Ya Allah, let my life and wealth be sacrificed in the way of Allah. So when we did Hijrah in 2016, because I'm a Da'i, I had to leave my country for sake of Allah. It's a sunnah of the Prophet. What we did, all my wealth went away. Hundreds of millions of ringgit. We left it. I prayed to Allah, Ya Allah, You fulfill half my dream. I'm waiting for Allah to fulfill the next half. My wealth is gone. I'm waiting for my life to be sacrificed. I was telling my friend just a few days back, I prayed to Allah that whatever the assets of the Ummah are there in the country, let us get back. But as far as my wealth, I don't want it back. He's saying, why? Because I have already invested in the way of Allah. If I get it back, I'm afraid I may not get the reward in the hereafter. So never do I pray, because my wealth in India was taken away by a non-Muslim government because I'm a Da'i. So whatever hundreds of millions of ringgit you have sacrificed, I don't want it back. Because I know in Akhirah, I'll get minimum 700 times or more. So this is the implication of Tawheed. That if you have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're not bothered about wealth. You're bothered about Akhirah. Allah says, if you strive for dunya, Allah gives you dunya. If you strive for akhirah, Allah gives you akhirah and dunya both. Within the next few years, we did businesses, Allah got part of the wealth back to me, not from India. I'm a Da'i, full time for the sake of Allah, maybe 2 hours a week, 2-3 days a month I do business, and Allah blesses me.